We're all about title tracks.
Before that, we had Grimm with Your Head is a House That You Live In Your Whole Life. And then before that, we had Yep. With Waters of March off of Reprimand.
Waters of March from Reprimand, which is out in September.
Thinking the Rains of March. But that's not what it's called. Anyways, that was the History of Gunpowder song is a single off of their upcoming like film, album, documentary hybrid that they're doing. The promo for it is the soundtrack to this film is the album about making the album, which like makes is it like feels like a very duh thing.
It's very postmodern,
right? But yeah, I'm really excited. They're screening it on Friday, September 1st at the Rio. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available. Go buy them and go see the screening of this film, which I did see Alex yesterday from the History of Gunpowder, and he said he had just finished mastering the audio and that the film is done and is ready to go. And he looked tired.
I can only imagine. From what small work I have done in the worlds of music mixing and film stuff, filmmaking, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work in multiple media. So looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, you can just go to the Rio theatertickets.ca to get the tickets to the show, and they are, of course, performing afterwards.
Cool. Well, this is, I don't know if you mentioned it because I wasn't paying attention to you, Jamie, but this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF. 90.1 FM. Burnaby, did you say that? I don't know.
I didn't, so didn't. Very good.
Cool. I knew that. I was just being silly and responsible at the same time. I think we should pivot away from the proggier sounds of the last 15 minutes and go full pop stuff once again.
Thank goodness!
We'll take maybe an R&B detour to get there, but it's all pop in one way or another, according to the CRTC, Category 2 Popular Music. That's an inside joke that you would get if you volunteered with CJSF.
Which you can do,
and I will give you the training, and I will make the same. Well, I will give you the information that you need to understand the inside joke about Canada's arcane broadcasting genre classifications. Anyway, this is a new collaboration between two mixtape favorites. It's Hatim and Sade Owele with a new track called If I Could. I'm going to play it. Don't worry. It's going to happen.
Different name. Ooh, yeah. There's so much that I can take. to love if I need to change.
Kisses in some other place that do not look like this. Call me over your red rover. You can pull me through. So give me lovey dovey. Fuck me, babe. We could cop a ticket. I'ma fly us to the Philippines. Seen in the movie where you my baby kissing on the street. So just like fruit, I bought extra gum for you. So hungry for your presence. Give me what I give her like ooh. Fly away.
Wow, that was great. That was the Miguel Maravilla remix of Two Little Three by Gentle Party from a record called God Complex Remixed. Remixes of Gentle Party's previous album, God Complex. That one was great. There is a Devours remix that normally we would have picked, but we wanted to give you something a little different this time. There's also remixes by Fishdoll and T. Crispill of Nada. So check that out. It's out by Phonometrograph, which is a multi-genre music label based in Vancouver, BC. Before that, we heard Getaway by Daisy featuring Kimmortal and Cloud9 by mixtape fave Tisa Rahim, who is just so good and continues to kill it with every release.
That was the first thing we said when that song was done. We're like, man. Jesus, so good.
So good. Kicking that four-song set off was Hatim and Shade Awele teaming up for a track called If I Could. Also, very good. Who would have thought? Jamie, we have about a quarter of the show left, just under. And we're going to take another genre turn, and we're going to return to our rock roots. We sort of started there at the beginning of the show, and we're coming full circle with a band that is putting out their first record since May of 2020. This is new music by Be Afraid, a cool little band that features members from lots of other bands we like.
Like Marcus Naslund. Remember Marcus Naslund?
Oh, man. What a great left winger for the Vancouver Canucks. but also a great band named after, I assume, actually somewhere in the archives is a guest curated episode of the Vancouver mixtape featuring Marcus Naslund.
Way deep in the archives.
Anyway, they have a new record coming out called The End Looks Like Prosperity, which comes out on Labor Day, September 1st, which is Friday. Holy moly. Yikes. it's recorded and mixed by our also friend of the show, Aaron McCaddy. So lots of cool stuff here. And the first track that we're going to play for you is also the first track on the album. It's called Hello Ugly.
Sugar.
Billy.
That's it for the Vancouver mixtape. That's all. That's all we have for you today. That was Mosquito by Slip-Ons. That was a rip-roaring fun time. I enjoyed that. Just like the show, it was a rip-roaring fun time. Always good to get together with you, Jamie, and play some tunes.
I like doing that with you, too. Let's do it more.
Yeah. Well, summer's almost over, so we'll be back in the studio.
Back to it.
Before Slip-Ons, you heard Chalcedony, and before that, you heard Be Afraid. Check them out. We'll be back again, I hope, next week. And if not, we will see you when we see you. But it'll probably be next week. Anyway, take care of yourself out there and be nice to other people and go see a show. Lots coming up. Go to the Red Gate. That's my suggestion. Anyway, you can go see the History of Gunpowder's film premiere on Friday. That is this coming Friday, September 1st at the Rio Theater. Check out their website for details.
Cool. See you there.
Bye.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In the huge coastal city of Lagos, Nigeria, rising seas and more extreme storms put millions of people at risk of flooding.
And so I was expecting that people would want to move, especially when I was talking to young people.
That's Susan Aiko of the German Institute of Development and Sustainability. While a graduate student at the State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry, she surveyed about 350 Lagos residents. She asked about their experiences with flooding and if they'd consider moving in response to the threat. More than two-thirds said that they're willing to relocate. But most of those who said that they'd consider moving did not want to leave Lagos. Many have family, friends, and jobs there.
Over half of the people who I surveyed, they expressed intentions to relocate within the city.
Aiko says there are lots of news stories about how climate change will increase migration to the U.S. and Europe. But her research indicates that many people, if given a choice, would prefer to move to safer areas nearby. So she says it's important for cities to work to prevent flooding and to support people who need to move but want to stay close to home.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more...
You're listening to